You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Sure is. We don't have Alice in the studio today because, damn, parking is a problem here in central Auckland. But that before, just going to back announce that song, we had a bit of Stevie Moore there with Part of the Problem. We've got in the studio joined with us today, we've got Acacia O'Connor. Kia ora, how are you today?
Kia ora. It's always a very difficult question at the moment, isn't it? How are you? I'm well, I'm grateful to be here, and I feel quite emotional to be able to talk about this piece of work.
Yeah,
so thank
beautiful.
You for having me.
No, thank you so much for coming in. Beth and I are going to talk to you a bit about Ezra, which is a documentary theatre piece as part of Auckland Fringe Festival about experiences of Palestinian prisoners and the importance of culture as practices of resistance and liberation. What an incredible show. Can you tell me a little bit more about it? Where did this idea for the show come from, and what are some of the key themes that are going to be discussed here?
Well, so yes, the show is Brand Hazu is the director and the creator of this show, and he brought together a whole lot of real stories in their own words from Palestinian prisoners from throughout over the years. Most of their times and experiences are kind of early 2000s through to 2015, so nothing recent. But yeah, the idea is to combat the my heart is pounding. But no, it's about letting these people be heard, really, is the whole idea. Obviously in the news it's been quite apparent, all the atrocities that are happening in Palestinian prisons. And that's only possible when people have been dehumanized for a long period of time. So the intention of this show is to humanize and, to humanize these people and let their words be spoken out.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's documentary theater.
Yes.
As opposed to regular theater, I suppose.
Yeah.
Where's the difference?
The difference
here? How can you explain that?
Well, I guess it's in the fact that it's all verbatim, so it's all their own words, including when we hear from an Israeli interrogator, it's all his words. So we aren't commenting with our own opinion. Obviously, it has... Yeah, obviously, the people speak for themselves. They say we can. It's going to be very easy to take sides if that's what it's about. Just by what people say for themselves.
Yeah, and I mean, kind of to add on to that, would you then consider this a piece of political theatre, or is it just really retelling?
Yeah.
I mean, they kind of go hand in hand sometimes.
Yeah, and I think at the moment. It's a shame that, like, caring about welfare of the humans and the children in Gaza is seen as political. Absolutely, we are. It's a form of resistance, and it's a refusal to be quiet. And I think, you know, even our own government would prefer that we would just ignore it and move on. And so in that sense, it's deeply political, but it's also just deeply human.
Totally.
Who's involved in the show?
So, yes, I've already mentioned Rand. So he's Palestinian who grew up in Jordan, and he lectures over at Massey University. Really incredible man. And then there's also Ahmed Youssef, who's an actor from Egypt, and he studied at Unitech, and myself. So the three of us are the actors. And then another really important component is that we will be using puppetry. So we've had wonderful Paul Lewis, kia ora, create a... he's a really incredible puppet maker, and he does it for a lot of television and hasn't done that much theatre, but he has created this puppet for us that will be able to kind of hold all of the different prisoners throughout the show. So we hear stories from about 8 different prisoners, and the puppet is kind of able to transform into all of those.
Mm.
And then we've got a group of musicians. Eva, I've known her as Eva Maria, but actually her last name is Eva Gunnam, and I'm very sorry if I pronounced that incorrectly, Eva. She's amazing, amazing Lebanese singer. She's holding together a team of musicians who only just came on board, but we will shout your name all over the socials soon, all of these other musicians.
Yeah, beautiful. And so if someone's to come to the show, can you tell us a little bit more about what to expect? What is the experience of the show?
So, I mean, obviously people who are going to come to the show already care, so we're not going to be jumping down anyone's throats about anything. And the show is heavy, but really holds a lot of hope and a lot of it's really about Palestinians surviving body, mind and spirit. But there is an element of participation, and I think on kind of a metaphorical level, it's even though the people showing up already are, it's kind of just furthering that sense that we can't really just sit back and watch at the moment. We do need to be finding ways safely, if possible, that we can be participating in the in any way we can at the moment. The participatory element is that we will be moving audience members around, potentially giving them some lines to say at certain times. Mm. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You'll be amazing. And hopefully we feel that people might be able to have some sort of ownership over their experience. Maybe they'll have pieces of chalk and they can write on the walls of the basement theatre. We've played with lots of different ideas of how that's going to go, and we're trying to land on the one that feels easeful and purposeful.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's gorgeous. And so tell us, how can we get tickets? How can we go? When is this?
Please come. if you see any show, I just say, if you're feeling nervous, this is a really good way in to be able to feel the words from these people. And they really are people, and there's some children in there. There are currently 250, well, this is actually before October 7th, there's 250 children held in Israeli prisons at the moment, and over 800,000 people, which is 20% of the population, have been in Palestinian prisons. Please come. There will be some things to enjoy, as well as just a space to be safe to feel, because I know it's so much to have to try to hold at the moment, but to be able to feel in this space will be really important. After all of that, come see the show, The Basement Theatre, the 3rd till the 7th of September, and you can get tickets on their website. And the show is called Azra.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for coming in, Acacia. Acacia O'Connor speaking to us about Azra, a documentary theatre piece as a part of Auckland Fringe Festival. That was Stage Direction.
Thank you.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.